Even if a cholera outbreak has already begun, it's still worth vaccinating as many people as possible. This is according to research reported at the American Society of Tropical Medicine and Hygiene annual meeting in Philadelphia. Rita Rayburn told me what they found when they used data from actual cholera epidemics in Africa and India to calculate what could have been the benefit if vaccination had been used.
When there's a cholera outbreak, most of the control strategies at the moment are limited to good case management in treatment camps and safeguarding of water, which is effective. However, we do have potential tools which should be utilised, and these are vaccines. And the recommendations with WHO until recently have been to vaccinate preemptively in prediction of an outbreak. Now, this is obviously very difficult if you can't predict an outbreak, and places like Haiti and Zimbabwe are prime examples of this. So in these cases, we should utilise the tools we have and reactively vaccinate.
Right, so the theory is that you can still catch some of the people who've not already been infected?
Yes, that's correct. You'd need to have a fast response time, get your vaccination campaign into the area quickly, but you can still prevent a large proportion of cases. You would ideally like a high vaccine coverage as well, but this is quite likely in a motivated community that's experiencing an outbreak.
Now, what did you do then in the study?
So we took data from three sites, Zimbabwe, Zanzibar and Calcutta, and we drew the outbreak curves, and then we modelled the number of cases that could have been prevented had a reactive vaccination strategy been deployed. And we had to set assumptions, so we varied the response time, and we thought these could range between 10 and 33 weeks. We varied vaccine coverage, and then the protective efficacy of the vaccine also had an effect. And what we found was that a substantial proportion of cases could be prevented, up to 60% in Zimbabwe outbreak, if you had a rapid response and a high vaccine coverage of 75%.
Now, that's in theory, but of course in practice it might be difficult to get the vaccine out. So in practice, what do you think could happen?
Well, in practice, I think we'd need to set up some sort of baseline tools for this to be able to work. You'd have to have a stockpile of the vaccine available, ready to be deployed. Also, ideally, you would like to have a trained and experienced vaccination team, which would organise the vaccination and could be brought into the country and use local staff to implement it. And you'd also need a fairly good reporting system to identify the outbreak. And, of course, political will and funds.
So what's the brief take-home message then for people in regions affected by cholera who may in fact be faced with outbreaks at various times?
There are vaccines available, and there is a new vaccine which is quite exciting. It's a fraction of the price. It's called Shancol. And so this makes the reactive vaccination strategy much more feasible. That we should use these tools, and people should ask for the vaccine. It should be put out there.
Rita Rayburn, former Master of Science student of the London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine, talking to me in Philadelphia at the American Society of Tropical Medicine and Hygiene annual meeting. For Audio News, I'm Peter Goodwin.